Report: Jury deliberations could begin Monday in Hunter Biden's gun trial. By Wendell Hasebo on June 10, 2024. Hunter Biden's gun trial appears to be coming to a close after just 5 full days of proceedings. Judge Mary Ellen Norica read jury instructions at Hunter's gun trial on Monday morning, according to court reporters. Watch: Biden vows to not pardon Hunter, respect verdict. The reading of the instruction began after Hunter's defense team wrapped up arguments. The prosecution rested Friday morning. The jury could begin deliberating Monday afternoon barring any dramatic moves. The New York Times reported, like last-minute decision by Mr. Biden to testify on his own behalf. Closing arguments will occur after lunch, CNN reported. Hunter's defense attorneys, however, indicated Monday morning that Hunter would not testify. The defense has only brought one witness, Naomi Biden Neal, to testify, and upon cross-examination the testimony went poorly, according to court reporters. She made Hunter appear more erratic, paroxysmal. Watch: A.W.R. Hawkins, average Joe would pay steep price for doing a fraction of what Hunter Biden has done. Hunter's legal defense could be hoping for jury nullification, legal experts warned last week. Jury nullification occurs when a defendant is proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, but jurors disregard their oath to find the defendant not guilty. Hunter is charged with one count of false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance, and one count of false statement related to information required to be kept by a federal firearms licensed dealer. Hunter used crack when he purchased the firearm in 2018, according to a wide variety of photos from the time on his abandoned laptop, and the gun was found discarded in a public trash can next to a school. The Secret Service allegedly intervened in the investigation of that incident. Hunter's foreign business dealings were in full swing during this time frame. If convicted on all counts, Hunter faces up to 25 years in prison and $750,000 of fines, court filings say. Read more about the case here. The case is United States v. Hunter Biden, number 24-1703 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.